Hello, everyone. Welcome, Casey Dennis. So thank you so much for joining, and let's start off by doing a quick meditation. Think about your eyes as becoming slowly heavier and heavier, so that you just want to close them, and then let them gently close. Feel your heartbeat. Your heart is going at exactly the right speed it needs to right now for your body. But think about your heartbeat slowing and relaxing, your whole body just relaxing. Allow your inner knowing, your higher self, to come in. Feel the change in your body. Ask what it is that you're intending to find out today. What is it that you're trying to create? What is it that you need to release? Who are you today, right now, this minute? Visualize yourself as highest and best. And know that your higher self, your loved ones, your guides and angels will be helping you. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. Then release it out. And allow your consciousness to return. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Good morning, my friends. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about numerology. Today is a very special day. This is an 888 day, August, which is the eighth month in the calendar, the eighth day of August, and 2015 equals 8. So this is a very auspicious day in spiritual, numerological language. 8 is, on its side, the infinity symbol. So this is a day to connect with the infinite part of yourself. Some people say that 8 is also the karmic connection. So what you put out comes back to you faster on this day. So this is a good day to be generous, be kind, be grateful, and be loving. Try not to get into lower emotions today. 8 is also about business and organization. So if you were going to start a business or start something, today would be a great day. I know a lot of couples were choosing this day for their wedding because it's a great day to start a union. The eight is about connecting to karmic past and creating our future. It's also, as I mentioned, business and organization and money. People who want a successful business should have an eight in the name of the business. So how do you have an eight in the name of your business? Well, you look at the alphabet. H is the eighth letter. So an easy way to have an eight in the name of your business is to put the in there, because the has H. I wish I'd known that when I named my business Mystic Connections. Guess what? No eight. Well, so we're going to be talking about numerology today. A lot of times I'll use numerology in reading. And for me, this is a 9 year. So the reason why it's a 9 year is because I was born August 2nd, and 8 and 2 make 1. See, 8 and 2 make 10, which you get rid of the zero, so that's 1. And then you add that to the current year, which is 2015, and that equals 8, as we discussed. So that's how you figure out what your year is. And the year does not start January 1st. The year starts on your birthday. So this is a 9 year for me. What is a 9 year about for me? Well, 9 is about releasing. It's about ending cycles and getting ready to start new cycles. So you may find yourself preparing for something and you don't even know what it is you're preparing for when you're in the 9 year. 9 is also about the mirrors around us. Everyone in your life is a mirror. If you have someone who you cannot stand, who you hate, just grates on your nerves, is a terrible person, guess what? It's a mirror for you. It's a mirror for you to see when you have those behaviors, that's what it looks like. And I know, you're thinking, well, I'm not even like that person. Well, guess what? We're all like that person. We all have those moments, whatever those moments are, of envy, anger, hate, abhorrence, greed, whatever that is that you're seeing in that other person, that's you too. We're all one. You really are. You know, when you see someone who is suffering, who's hungry, who's thirsty, if you reach out and you help that person somehow, of course it's blessed. Of course it's huge that you've helped this person. But also, you have helped the whole. You've raised your own vibration. So today I'll be answering questions at the second half of the hour, and we will be talking about how you can determine what your year is and how you can use your birth year to determine your goals. I shouldn't say birth year. I should say the year you're in numerologically. So people who are born, who are now in the numerological year 1, and I'm in 9, you're going to see a lot of changes. 1 is the year of change because 1 is new. So you may see a new job, you may see huge changes in your job, new responsibilities, maybe changes in relationships too. 9 is getting ready for these changes. So for 9, you're releasing a lot. For 1, new things are happening. Sometimes in the releasing, we get very sad because letting go hurts. If we've lost a job, know that it's something better can come in, particularly if you're in a 9 or a 1 year. It's all about change. It's a good idea to know also what type of person you are, and you can do that through your birth date. You can also do that through your name. So a great way to do it is determine what your initial stands for. So A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. Take a look at your name. It may help to write it down on a piece of paper. Write your first name, your middle name, and your last name. And then assign a number to each letter. When you get into double digits, then break that down. So 13 would be 4. M is 13. And so break that down. And then once you have that, add all the numbers up in your first name. Add all the numbers up in your second name. And add all the numbers up in your last name. So let's say you come up with a number for your first name, and I'm just making this up, but let's say you come up with a number of 33. 33 is a master number, so that's a great number. So note that, you know, oh, okay, 33, master number. But then also note that it's 6. So your first name is associated with physical, your middle name, emotional, and your last name, spiritual. I hope, and we can go in a little bit more into that, but you may be a 5 physically, a 4 emotionally, and a 7 spiritually. And we'll talk about all of what that means. Take a look at your name and look at all the numbers and notice which numbers are missing. Maybe you have all the numbers there but 8. So you already know 8 is organization and good with money and good with business. So now you're bumming. So if that's the case, know that you need a financial advisor to help you make decisions. Know that you have to focus on organization. So let's go through and talk about quickly what each number on a high level represents. So 1 is leadership. 1 is newness. 1 is opportunity. 1 is also considered to be male. As a female, I understand that that would be the masculine side of myself. Truly, I get tired of masculine versus feminine. I don't see that that's as important. Really, I think women and men can embody the same emotions. We're all feminine and masculine. It's really just a way of targeting certain emotions or certain viewpoints or certain the yin and the yang of the thing. So yin, of course, is supposed to be male and yang is female, but it isn't. It really is just a balance of the two. And we categorize things so we can understand them better. But I digress. So 1, starting things. 1 is also someone, let's say you're 1 physically. Okay, you're someone who likes to do things alone. You can get it done by yourself. You don't need somebody there all the time. And too many people trying to pitch in to help you with something physical annoys you. You're a go-getter. You can do it. But be careful because you tend to want to do everything alone and thus overextend. And so sometimes you need to see that you need help. So just be aware of that. 2. 2 is great. 2 is a partnership. Let's say emotionally, 2 is a partnership. if you've got two for your middle name. That means that you work well with others. That means that you enjoy another's company. That means that you don't feel 100% complete without that person next to you. And you need that. You need the person who is next to you in order to complete the goals. So when you're alone, you're sort of looking for that person to be able to move forward. So every single number has a positive and every single number has a negative. And when we get done with this particular portion, then I'll talk about how to determine the negatives. Three is about communication. So if you have a three, you're a great communicator, whether or not you decide to use those skills or not. Threes are great in show business. And if you're doing a past, then a lot of times when you see threes, a lot of threes, you can say, you know, in the past life, you were somebody famous. You were somebody who communicated a lot. You may have been in show business, or you may have done something where you were center stage. Because a lot of times our past lives show up in our numerological readings. They show up particularly in the last name. We see a lot of past life information. You know, when you're doing a numerology reading, what you're doing is you're looking at past, present, and future. And there's so much that goes into this. By the way, I had the greatest teacher. His name is John Davis, and he is from the Coptic Church in Grand Rapids. And I suggest, if you're looking for a great teacher and you happen to live in that area, I suggest looking him up. He's amazing, and he's written some books too. Contact me afterwards and I can give you his direct contact information. And my contact information is adriana@mysticconnections.com, or you can go to my website, mysticconnections.com, and there's a contact page there that you can fill out and reach me directly. You can also call me at 248-379-7324. So we were going through the numbers. Four. Four is all about foundation. Four. So detail-orientedness, getting everything level. Four is a sacred number for many secret societies. It has all sorts of connotations. Four. And if you have this particular number, then you are blessed because you have great attention to detail. You understand the need for foundation. Five is someone who wants to have fun, who wants to enjoy themselves, but who attracts responsibility like a magnet attracts another magnet or metal. You just find yourself just burdened with responsibility. People think you're very trustworthy, and they keep handing you jobs, and you keep taking them. Oh, I can handle that. Sure, no problem. And so you end up thinking, gee, I wish I could go to that party. If only I didn't have all of this responsibility. So five is about responsibility and how you handle it. It's a great number to have, but just be aware that sometimes it's okay to say no. or to be honest about how much you can support. Six is about society responsibility. Six is also an angelic number. So we all know about 666, right? Actually, 666, before it was in the Bible as the terrible denotation of the beast, was considered to be an angelic number, and it relates to the angelic realm. Sixes are about being earth angels. So if you have a six, especially in your middle name or last name, emotional or spiritual, then you are not happy unless you're doing something to help someone. You love to join causes. You love to help people. You love to be in committees and volunteer and do things for other people. You don't feel complete unless you're doing something for society. You probably get very upset watching the news, so try not to watch the news. That's probably good for everyone, right? Because we're going to watch the news and find out who else was shot, or what other baby was killed, what other lion was shot by some stupid trophy hunter, but let's not go there. All right. Six. So six is helping society. You're also very family oriented. Six is all about family. Seven. Seven is a great number. Seven is spirituality taken up a notch. So seven is about being that spiritual person, being a beacon in the spiritual world. Maybe you had a yen to be a minister or a priest. Maybe you still do. Maybe you love to counsel people. Maybe you enjoy helping people. Seven is also a great indication of a past life as a minister, priest, nun, priestess. Those sevens are also indicative of past lives that were spent in some type of religious or spiritual way. And now we're back to eight. You already know what eight is. And eight is a fantastic manifester too. You're great at manifesting what you need. Nine, again, is being terrible at endings, or maybe needing to have endings. And actually, let's talk about positives first. So nine is about being able to do endings well, and also being aware of the mirrors around yourself, seeing the people for who they are, and getting ready for closure. So if you're looking at your name, and you got your first, which is physical, and your middle, which is emotional, and your last, which is spiritual, then, and you've broken it down and you see what number you are, take a look at your first name number. Let's just say it's a six. And take a look at your middle name number, and let's just say that it's an eight. And it doesn't matter which is which. You take the higher number, and you take away the lower number, and that leaves you with two. So that's your challenge. That number is your challenge number. And if it's between physical and emotional, then this is your physical and emotional challenge. So 8 minus 6 equals 2. Now we're going to go through the negatives of each number. And two, as someone who works really well in a partnership, okay, a negative, in this case, because we're taking away the lower number from the higher number, which in our example, we said 8 and 6. So 8 minus 6 is 2. 2 means that there's trouble with partnerships, that we're not always in the right partnership, that maybe we have trouble releasing partnerships. Also, most people with a challenge number of 2, particularly between physical and emotional, have a problem with shyness. Maybe you were shy as a child. You've grown out of it since then, but it's still sort of there. Every once in a while in the back of your mind. So people who have a challenge number of 2 are often shy. If you have a challenge number of 1, you know, that leadership, that go-gettingness, well, yeah, doesn't want to be a leader, doesn't want to jump into the center of things, doesn't want to progress forward, sometimes has trouble stepping up. 3, doesn't like communicating, doesn't want to be the center of attention, pushes back. No, you go do that. I'll stay here and watch. Maybe needs to think about things, make sure they're saying exactly what they mean when they're communicating. And again, these are the negative aspects. So 4, needs attention to detail. People who have challenges of 4 have to pay attention to detail because life will smack them around like you would not even believe. They're the people who are going to get audited by the IRS. They're the people who, when they're taking the test, if they're not paying attention to detail, get marked down. Someone else can pay barely any attention to detail and sail through life. But if you have a challenge number of 4, you better dot your I's, cross your T's, double check everything every single time. I'm sorry, not my rules. 5. Okay, this person either needs to pay more attention to responsibility, take on more responsibility, maybe they party too much, or, and this is what I usually observe, has taken on so much responsibility that they can barely move, that they're sort of stuck, and they need to free themselves from the overwhelming burdens of responsibility that they've created. 6. Okay, this is someone who has problems with their family, problems with society, who needs to turn that around and reach out more. Needs to be more altruistic, less self-absorbed. -7. A lot of times you'll see a positive 7 or a positive 6 and then challenges of 6 or 7. And the challenge 7, what is the opposite of the highest spirituality? You know, wanting to be the priest, wanting to be the minister, wanting to serve. The opposite of that is addiction. So when you're doing a chart for someone, you might look and see that they have challenge 7s. That means that there's addiction in their lives, or probably people who are addicted and are connected to them. So when you're doing the chart, pay attention to that. 8. -8, well, karmic things are going to be happening a lot. So be careful of what you do in this lifetime. Not much you can do in the past lifetime. But just to be aware of that. And also be careful with money and organization if you have a challenge 8. Finally, 9. Okay, people with challenge 9s hate goodbyes, are terrible at goodbyes. They just go on and on and on. Where are those loved ones in our lives that we've lost? Where are they? There's no closure. Okay, so let's go ahead and start taking some callers, and we will continue talking about numerology, and we will do these readings using that modality. So let's welcome Rose in. Hi, Rose. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So will you share, you don't have to share your year, but will you share your month and day with us?
December 10.
Okay, that's perfect. So December 12, so 1 and 2 make 3.
December 10.
Right, but December's 12.
Oh, see how okay, that is? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So 1 and 2 make 3, okay? And then 10 is actually a 1. So that makes 1. So 3 and 1 make 4. Right? Following?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
4 and 8 is 12. So you're a 12 year, and that's significant. And then we break it down, and that's 3. So this is a year for you to communicate. This is a year where you're going to shine. You're going to look particularly attractive this year. And that's a good thing. Were you following along? Did you have your numbers for first, middle, and last?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, your first name is Rose, correct?
Yes. My first name is Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary.
Yeah, but it's two words, so I go by Rose, but I don't know if you need my full name.
Well, let's do your full name, because what the heck?
Okay.
Well, R, okay, is the 18th letter of the alphabet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that breaks down to a 9. And so 9s are about endings and about mirrors. So you have a lot of mirrors in your life. You have a lot of people around you that you either admire or think, wow, I don't like that person. And those people are mirrors for you to see yourself.
Okay.
You also have a are you really good at endings? Are you good at closure? Are you good at ending things, and once they're ended, they're done?
Oh, I'm not good at it, no. I struggle, you know, with it, but like everybody else, if there's a lot of feelings for somebody, it's not easy to walk away completely.
It's not.
I think that's just being human and not being a sociopath, because sociopaths can do that.
That's a good way of looking at it. I'm going to comfort myself when I'm like going on and on and on. Oh, that's funny. Okay. And then S is 1. So that's great. M is 13, which breaks down to 4. R, you got that again. And then Rosemary, and then it ends with Y, correct?
Yes.
And so Y is the 25th. That's 2 and 5, so that's 7. So, and this is your first name. This is physical. But, you know, you will also, just judging by your first name, you've got a lot of spirituality. A lot of spirituality. And what's your question today?
I wanted to know, I'm single. I want to know if you see any new relationships coming my way.
Sure. And I'm just looking at this in doing a numerology reading for you. And this is a 3 year. This is a great year to make a connection with someone because of that communication.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like this is a good year for you as far as meeting someone. I think you need to go out and get them. So you need to make things happen to go out and find those people. I am feeling for some reason that 11 or November is a particularly good month for you to do that.
Okay.
But you have got to get out there and do it. They're not going to come knocking on your doorstep.
I know, but where do you go to bars? I'm not into that scene. I don't know where to go to meet them. You know, I want to meet professional men. I just don't want anybody. I'm very picky, so it's a little hard.
I completely understand. You know, and we don't have a place anymore. We used to have a place, you know, like bars or things like that. People stay in their houses.
Yeah.
When they go out, they're destination driven. So they're going someplace for some reason. I suggest that you join like-minded people, so that may be spiritual centers.
Mm-hmm.
I also would say things like optimist societies, where a lot of professionals will join those type of things.
An optimist? What's that?
It's,
an optimist society? I never heard of that.
Or optimist club.
Can I look that up online? Or can I type in optimist? Okay.
Yeah, put it in and see local optimist clubs in your area.
Okay. I never heard of that. I certainly will if it involves professionals.
It tends to attract professionals. Whether or not they're single or not, I cannot actually say that. But it's a great place to network and meet and talk to other professionals who may be single.
Okay.
Yeah, optimist clubs.
All right.
In fact, one of my best friends met her mate in an optimist club.
What's the name of an optimist club? Maybe I've heard of them. I just never heard it called optimist club before. It's a new term.
I think that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just type it in. I know that there's chapters in Michigan and there's chapters in Florida. What state are you calling from?
New Jersey.
I believe they're there.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 20 minutes from New York City. They're all over, I'm sure. I'm very close to New York, so I can look in New York as well.
Well, good luck, and give us some feedback. Let us know what you found.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and a pleasure talking with you.
Okay. Same here. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and next we're talking to Jay from Canada. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Adriana. How's it going this morning?
Great. So nice to talk with you.
It's just great to talk to you. I have a numerology. I did someone did a numerology on me. What numbers you were looking for today?
Really? Oh, how neat. Would you share?
Sure. I can give you them. My life path is a master number, 11. My soul
Christ six. Consciousness.
My soul number is a 6. I got a lot of 6s. Personality, I'm a 6. Destiny is a 3. Birthday is a 6. Attitude is a 9. And a maturity is a 5. So I got a lot of 6s.
You do. Which, you know, is that angelic realm, which is the need to help other people, to be the earth angel.
That's interesting, because the question I have is, like, you know, I'm attracting a lot of people who have an are 3s for maturity right now. I'm a 5, but a lot of 3s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a 3 is a wonderful number. It's all about the ability to be that communicator and that show person. It's all about engaging other people, so it's fabulous.
Yeah, my question now also is that, you know, looking for relationships, do I have to track the same person as my life path number, a master number?
No.
Or other? Okay.
Absolutely not. And the the probability of that is rare. You know, why put another obstacle in the way. You don't want that. It's a good thing to know, though, to see that there's some compatibility if you're looking at someone else's numerological chart. And you can actually get a reading to see compatibility by having a numerology reading. So how interesting. So your master number was what?
11.
11. And so that's all about, that's called the Christ consciousness. And if you're not connected, or if you don't feel like you want to be connected with Christ or Christianity, know that that's just a very high spiritual number. And that's someone who wants to teach and who wants to learn, who wants to be to be of service, to be the healer. That's why they call it Christ consciousness.
Hmm.
It's very high.
It is, actually. So, but like I said, I was talking to my numerologist. She says I'm a hard one to match because my number's a lot of, you know, master number, and all my other numbers are 6. So it's just really interesting right now.
And I would agree with her. So I think you need to sort of set your expectations a little lower. And I think you're really looking for someone of a very high vibration. I think it's so important to you to find someone who matches you as far as your spiritual path. And I agree with you. But, you know, be open to someone who's willing to grow. Who's willing to learn. But this is wonderful. Did you learn a lot from her?
Yeah, I did, actually. So I'm going, like, why am I in this position? Why am I doing things? So, yeah, I opened my eyes up to a lot of things. So.
Did she talk about past lives, too, with you?
No, she didn't. So she didn't get into that. She just did numerology, so what's coming up?
You can also do past life readings from numerology.
Oh, really?
Did she tell you what your challenge numbers are?
No, she didn't, actually. I don't think she did. No, she didn't. Yeah. But she did my first... She did a personal month cycle and personal year cycle. Oh, I'm in the 8 year, so. But
Great year to start a business or new opportunity. Congratulations on being in an 8 year.
Yeah, but I don't know what my challenge numbers are though.
Well, did she do it on your name or did she do it on your birthday?
She did on both.
Okay, well, let's just do your birthday. So can you give me your month and day?
Sure, March 24th.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so your challenge number is 3 because 2 and 4 make 6, right? 24.
Yep.
And so then so that's the physical and emotional. So even though you're a fabulous communicator, you're not communicating effectively sometimes.
Mm.
There's problems sometimes with communicating your actual thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't think shyness, but reticence sometimes. And can I be nosy and ask what year you were born in?
Sure, 1964. Okay.
So, 11. Wow.
As I said.
So that's your spirit. Look at that. 1964. 11. And, of course, that's 2. So you have to be careful about details, too, because you also have a 4 challenge between emotional and spiritual.
Yeah.
So do you find sometimes you get tripped up by details in an emotional or spiritual way?
Yeah, and I'm kind of like moving away from that. And like I said, I'm just moving away from expectations, you know. Just even dating, too, it's like people want expectations right into it. And I'm like, well, it's a different way of dating, I think, so too, for me, myself. So
I think you're going to be happier.
Yeah.
You know, you are in a buyer's market. There's a lot of women in the spiritual world looking for you.
Yeah, I know. I just got to put myself out there. I'm actually the lady usher who was looking for a gentleman. I mean, I belong to an online Navy site, too. And it's, yeah, just you got to put yourself out there, too, and see what they're looking for and what I'm looking for, too. So, but
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you send that online dating service out? I mean, we have got to make these connections here. Obviously, she's in New Jersey and you're in Canada. Are you close to New Jersey?
No, no. Across the country, basically. So.
Yeah, because Canada is a big country. So, you know, just being in Canada, you could be half an hour away, or depending on how close you are to the border, to several days' journey.
Yeah.
4 or 5. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear from you, too. Look forward to your topic next week. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next we have a caller with a 917 area code. So I'm going to bring you on. Hello, and can you give us your first name?
Hello, beautiful. My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, thank you, Tina. You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. Yes, the meditation and the breakdown was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay, thank you. I need a bell for that. Thank you. I appreciate the feedback.
Oh, you're welcome, and today is a great day, August 8th. I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Sean, and our relationship.
Okay, so you're with someone named Sean?
Yes.
Can you give me your birth date, day, month, and if you want to share year, and his birthday?
11/27/73, and his is 10/9/75.
Okay, you are the leader in this relationship. 27, 2 and 7 make 9, okay? And he's 9, so you're both of you are kind of afraid of endings. Both of you are like, oh, we don't want this to end. So that's a good thing. You said his birthday is 10?
Yes, 10/9/75.
So physically, he's going to look like the leader, and you're going to look like the partner. Because you've got the 2 of the 11, because the 11 breaks down to 2. Emotionally, you're both 9s. And so one of you needs to step up and be the leader. I feel intuitively that you're more the leader. Your challenge number is 7, and his challenge number is 8. So he gets a little concerned when money's not exactly where it should be. So be careful about overspending or that type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. 7/3 is 10, and 1 is 11. So spiritually, you're an 11. Of course you are. That breaks down to 2. So again, that 7, you've got 2 7 challenge numbers, lady. You be careful, because you're going to be just the person who drags home all those poor, pitiful animals and people. People with addictions are drawn to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Oh.
So, you know, just have your boundaries up there. So, no, I don't want, you know, you have to be at your highest and best if you want to be around me. Okay. He is a 4 spiritually, so he's all about detail spiritually. He wants to know the ins and outs of everything. And responsibility, emotional responsibility, 5 is his challenge. So he may not be as responsible emotionally as you would like him to be. It's probably a good thing for you to tell him exactly what it is you want and need in a relationship. You have to be very clear with him.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been together?
5 months.
Yeah, look at that. 5, lots of 5. Okay. He is intuitively, I feel like he's not fully committed. I feel like you're more committed. He's not fully committed. I feel like things just need to go slower for him. I feel like things just need to move along at a certain pace. And part of that is at 9. You know, he doesn't want to lose you. but he doesn't want to jump in with both feet. So I feel like right now he's in with one foot.
Yes. Well, you know what? We grew up together. We reconnected, and he just received a divorce. So I was trying to slow him down when we reconnected. He wanted us to move in together, and then he was like, "Oh my God, let's start a family." And I was like, "Wait a minute, hold on now." So I think that hurt his feelings a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm
It may have hurt his feelings, and it may be why he's in with one foot now and going a little slower, but you're right. This thing needs to go slow.
Why was he moving so fast?
You know what? He's terrible at endings. And with both of you being a 9 emotionally, neither one of you do well with endings. You both are devastated when things end, and he wanted the security and comfort of a relationship right away. I see you guys sticking together. I just see that it needs to go slow. And, you know, he's going to have money concerns or money issues or be focused on money.
Yes.
Just honor that. Just be careful about that. And make sure that you pay for some of the stuff some of the time, that type of thing. Because he's got, and you know, was there children involved with that divorce?
He has children from a prior relationship,
okay.
But he doesn't have any children with her. So yeah, he has 3 children, and he takes care of, he has full custody of his children.
I was picking up children, and children are a big, a big factor in his life. You know, and what I'm also picking up with you about the children is that you like to have fun.
Yes.
Is that you enjoy having fun. You're like a fun-loving person. That's one of the reasons why he's so attracted to you, Miss I Want to Have a Good Time.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that your connection with the children, I'm not sure exactly how old they are, but your connection with the children can be on that fun level, and it's a great way to connect with them.
Yes, but why was he trying to get me to have another one so soon?
I think he's worried about endings. I think he doesn't want to have an ending. I think he thinks that he can get you pregnant and barefoot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not barefoot, but you know, he is just, you know, he's got that 9 emotional, and then he's got that challenge of the 5. With the emotional and spiritual. So he thinks that he can tie you down with responsibility, that he will be able to somehow keep you. You know, if he needs to learn how to trust again. At the bottom of all of this is, like, let's get married so we don't have to go through this intensive learning, trusting. If I have a get you married, then I have you. You know, like, why don't you guys just slow down and then just enjoy the ride a little bit? You're on the right track.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I slowed him down. I was like, I don't think so. He said a pregnancy date and everything. We're going to do this at 9:30. I'm like, oh, I did not show up.
Oh, boy. 5 months. Yeah, he's got to slow his boat down there a little bit. Tina, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. What is the number you gave? You gave your number quickly. What was your number again?
Oh, 248-379-7324.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
And next, we're talking to caller with area code 609. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes. Hello.
What is your name?
Tabitha.
Tabitha. Oh, I love that name.
Thank you.
You know, ever since that 60s show, that 70s show, oh my gosh. Well, I love it when my brain works and hate it when it doesn't. Bewitched. There we go. I bet you hear that a lot.
Yes, I do.
Are you able to move your nose back and forth?
I wish I could.
I wish I could, too. I have to do it with a finger on the nose. Tabitha, what's your birthday?
My birth date is May 6, 1966.
Okay. So let's talk about the year for you. So 6 and 6 is 12, which is 3. 1 and 9 is 1, so that's a 4. That's your master number, 4. That's your life number. And then 5 and 6 is 11, and 11 plus 8 is 19. 1 and 9 make 10. You're in a 1 year. Congratulations for being in a 1 year. Are you seeing a lot of change this year?
Yes, that's going to be one of my questions.
this is a year for change.
I've been writing everything down and just listening to you. I'm like, oh, she is so correct.
Thank you. So what is your question?
There's a lot of change coming in my life. A lot of beginning, a lot of endings, and a lot of beginnings. My question is I want to move to Salisbury, Maryland, and there's this house I've seen on 126.
You know, as soon as you started talking, I heard go. So I feel like you need to go, and I feel like you need to go soon. You need to move on this.
So you do.
And I feel like this was angelically inspired, too.
Yes. So you do see me getting this house.
Have you put a bid on it?
No, I just have to fax over my application. I just got all the paperwork and everything. So now I just got to fill out the application and fax all the documents. You look over it and see whether or not I'll be approved. And if I'm approved, then I can go down there and look at the place and see if it's, you know, what I want.
There seems like there's something you have to do twice. So I don't know if you put in a bid and then they give you a different bid and you follow up on that, or if you just have to fax in more information that they may need follow-up information. There's something that you have to do twice. But if you want this house, it's yours.
Okay.
Just know and that you were angelically inspired for this.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a male in spirit for you, a male who is connected somehow with father. So this is father or someone who is a father figure or a male that has a fatherly influence over you.
Oh, my brother's son. My brother passed away, then his son passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he bees around me a lot, too.
I would agree. And you know what? I was getting the child connection, but that male father connection came in first. What is your brother's name?
Lamone. My daughter passed away too. Her name is Tabitha, and my brother that passed away, his name is Lamone, and his son that passed away, his name is Lamone.
Oh, you know what? We ran out of time. Oh, well, lots of changes going on. Know that your loved ones are around you and love you very much and are trying to help you with many things. To retirement finances, by the way.
That's
so
great.
I don't know if you need to up your 401k or whatever that is, but you just need to pay attention to those finances.
Yes,
so
I do.
I'm sorry we didn't have more time. It goes by so quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It was a good show, too.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, folks, reach out to me for more information at Adriana. Also, you can reach out to me at my phone number, 248-379-7324, and my website, mysticconnections.com. And I have a great new radio network starting. Love to hear from you, and we'll be sending more information about shows going along. Thank you, folks. Have a blessed day.